Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A grand court jury has found bartender Palmarugan Palaraj not guilty of a single charge of rape. Palaraj had denied allegations that he raped a woman in the back of his vehicle along West Bay Road after meeting her while he was at work. The trial heard evidence from the complainant's friend, and the defendant who testified in his own defense. The prosecution alleged that Palaraj met the complainant during a night out before the alleged incident later occurred. Following the conclusion of the evidence, Acting Justice the Honorable Dale Palmer delivered his legal directions and submission to the jury shortly before the luncheon break. The case was then left in the hands of the seven-member jury comprising of 5 women and 2 men. Shortly after 4 p.m., jurors returned a unanimous verdict of not guilty. Following the acquittal, Acting Justice Palmer formally released Palaraj and ordered that all bail conditions be removed. The case was prosecuted by Kenneth Ferguson of the DPP's office, and Lee Halliday Davis of Brady's attorney at law represented Mr. Palaraj. In other court news, a case against Warren Orlando Davis came to an abrupt end today after prosecutors offered no evidence on a series of charges against him. Davis had been facing allegations of attempted rape, abduction, common assault, and making threats to cause harm. A jury had already been selected, and the matter was due to proceed to trial when Crown Prosecutor Shauna K. James informed the court that the complainant no longer wished to continue with the case. The court heard that the complainant had also failed to appear on 2 separate occasions, despite being ordered to attend court. As a result, the Crown offered no evidence against Davis, leading to verdicts of not guilty on all charges. During the proceedings, the defense raised concerns about the handling of the matter, telling the court the complainant had previously attempted to withdraw her allegations and had attended a police station to do so. According to the defense, she was allegedly informed that the case would continue regardless. Davis had been remanded in custody at HMP Northwood since February while awaiting trial. Acting Justice Dale Palmer described the situation as concerning and expressed regret that the defendant had been held in custody for an extended period before the matter was discontinued. The judge noted the unfortunate circumstances surrounding the case, which ended before any evidence was presented to a jury. In other local news, a 56-year-old man is busted by Cayman Customs and Border Control, suspected of unlawfully staying in the Cayman Islands for more than 15 years. The man was taken into custody on the 20th of July during a CBC-led enforcement operation. He has since been remanded by the courts through the 14th of October. Minister for Home Affairs, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta.
Individuals who knowingly overstay or remain in the Cayman Islands without lawful permission will be identified and held accountable.
Since the start of the year, CBC has taken enforcement action against some 379 people suspected of overstaying.
Our borders are not open to abuse, and the Cayman Islands will not be a soft target for those who disregard our laws. These enforcement actions demonstrate our commitment to protecting national security, maintaining the integrity of our immigration system, and ensuring fairness for those who respect and comply with the rules.
Overstaying unlawfully can stick you with a $20,000 fine or land you up to 5 years in prison. After being introduced back in 1981, Cayman's Public Health Act is set to get a refresh. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The proposed public health bill is part of a 4-bill suite designed to modernize local legislation governing public health in the Cayman Islands. One of the biggest challenges will be to set up a dedicated Department of Health, which will be under the Ministry of Health rather than the Health Services Authority, bringing up the HSA to, quote, focus more on patient care.
The other part is really strengthening disease prevention, surveillance, and emergency preparedness. So making sure that we have set guidelines, set protocols, and a legal framework for that. We also need a legal framework for these screening programs, vaccination programs, and other public health initiatives that we are putting in place. I mean, I think in an ideal world, we are in the community doing surveillance, doing promotion, health promotions, and really meeting people where they are and trying to prevent ill health.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf says the current law does not provide a legal framework for vaccine programs, health screening, disease surveillance, or the collection and use of population health data. Dr. Wolf says the current system of reporting of notifiable diseases through the HSA is, quote, very underreported.
And so it's just so important that we really strengthen those components. We also, COVID-19 showed us that we need much stronger laws to respond quickly to future health emergencies.
The bill, if passed by MPs, will strengthen the framework for preventing and controlling infectious diseases, enhance national public surveillance and reporting, and provide for the designation and quality standards of public health laboratories. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The ministry is hosting a series of town hall meetings to hear your views on the matter, with the official public consultation period expected to start next month. You can find the dates for all upcoming meetings on our website, radiocayman.gov.ky, under community events. Police are investigating a two-vehicle collision on Cayman Brac that left a motorcycle rider seriously injured and in hospital in Grand Cayman. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The RCIPS says officers and emergency services responded to a collision on Creek Road near Ivory Lane shortly before 11:30 on Monday, July 27th. It involved a motorcycle traveling west and a Honda Stream. The motorcycle sustained extensive damage, while the Honda had minor damage to its right front. Both drivers were taken to Faith Hospital for treatment. Police report that the motorcycle rider, who's believed to have serious but non-life-threatening injuries, was then airlifted to Grand Cayman for further medical care and is now in stable condition. The driver of the Honda Stream was given a breath test, which police say returned a negative result. That driver has been warned for intended prosecution for careless driving. According to the RCIPS, the collision remains under investigation. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Also from the RCIPS, police in Georgetown are appealing for information after a single vehicle collision on Shamrock Road, which left one driver in hospital and prompted a renewed reminder about how to contact investigators with tips. According to the RCIPS, officers and emergency services responded shortly after 5 in the evening on Sunday to reports of a single collision involving a silver BMW along Shamrock Road. It's reported the vehicle was traveling westbound when it left the roadway and collided with a utility pole. Police say the driver was observed unconscious at the scene, attended to by emergency services personnel, and transported to the Georgetown Hospital, where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators are now asking anyone who believes they saw the crash to contact the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222. The RCIPS says anonymous tips can also be provided through its confidential tip line at 947-7777 via its website or through the Cayman Crime Stoppers app. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Enjoy the rest of your week.